Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Pure Property Podcast. This episode, we're going to be revisiting Matt's recent trip to the amazing city of Manchester. So Matt recently took the team and himself along to Manchester to go visit some sites, developments. And yeah, it's really good for yourself as listeners. If you haven't been to Manchester or don't know the area very well, I think it's always good to get an insight of what we're doing there, what we're seeing there, and yeah, just our overall feedback on it as a city, because it's one of the cities that we're still good advocates for in terms of property investments. We're seeing it as a great location still to be investing. And yeah, so it's good to hear how your trip went. So yeah, I mean, first of all, how was the trip up there? Because you had trains, yeah, which were being a bit of a nightmare a few days before.
I mean, as everyone knows, I think if you're used to jumping on the train, the last couple of years has been a bit of a nightmare, to say the least, in terms of where it's very unpredictable to know if you're going to have issues on the day. So we were actually told as a group that we could potentially have issues on the Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Obviously, we were travelling up on the Friday. So yeah, it was a bit like, oh, let's just kind of see. I did have a feeling that a few might have been cancelled and it might have been a free-for-all on the train. Luckily, the whole day was a real smooth journey.
Good.
We went on the Avanti West Coast.
Is anyone late?
Actually, for the first time, everyone was on time.
I don't believe that.
Everyone was pretty good. So
you're covering for someone.
Hats off to the team. They were actually very good. So everyone was on time. And yeah, we went on to the Avanti West Coast. We headed up. We met some of the team along the way.
Well, why don't you... Obviously, that's quite good when we're talking about travel time. So what was the train journey? What was the travel time train journey-wise from... Was it London, Euston you went for?
Yeah, we went from London, Euston, all the way up to Manchester, Piccadilly.
Yep.
It took... I mean, we must have set off... the train left at 8.53. I think we got in at 11.05.
Not bad.
So yeah, just over 2 hours. So yeah, really, really impressive. It might have been slightly delayed actually, but either way,
yeah,
I think it was in the end around slightly 2 hours. But yeah, for what is to get from one part of the country up to the other,
it's good.
2 hours is not too bad. And I know, for example, a lot of people make that journey on a daily basis, and some people work and commute to and from each city, whether that be London or Manchester. And yeah, I think a lot of people will always say, maybe apart from the Wi-Fi, but we'll always say it's not too bad.
Awful on there,
but apart from that, yeah, it was a nice smooth journey. We got up there, and then from there, we kind of scheduled a day with the team to see some of the developments that we've got up there. So we saw some of our partners from the likes.
So what was the first? So you obviously, you turned up to Piccadilly. Yeah. The station's quite nice there, isn't it?
Modern, really nice.
Nice got some good shops and restaurants, etc. there. So you turn up. What was the weather like, first of all? How was it?
We're in Manchester.
Yeah.
In
sunny, 20, 30 degrees heat.
I think it was maybe the 1st or 2nd of Feb. So
flip-flops, T-shirts.
Miserable. Yeah. I think it was... It could have been raining slightly.
Pretty much.
Fine rain. Yeah, either way, it was
UK
pretty
weather,
average
pretty
UK weather. Yeah, for sure.
So you've turned up then. So who was the first developer you've gone to see?
So we went and checked in, first of all, with Alliance, which is one of the developing partners that we work with, who have worked with some of the best developers across Manchester.
And where did they take you?
And they took us over to one of their previous developments called Oxygen.
We've spoke about that before.
Yeah,
here.
So Oxygen, for people who don't know, it's an M1 location.
High end.
It completed around
luxury
2 years ago, I believe, 2-3 years ago.
It was in COVID.
It is an operational development that honestly is the wow factor. It's a hotel-like residence.
Swimming pool,
development.
Gym.
Swimming pool, gym, high-end gym as well. It's not one of these small kind of gym hotels or residential hotels where you see they kind of just fit everything they can in.
Yeah.
It's spacious. They've got a nice, lovely amenities in there. They've got cinema room, meeting room, communal areas, free coffee and teas, workspaces. Honestly, yeah, the spec for what you would expect anyway for a residential building.
Yeah.
Anyone would be happy to live there in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
M1 located. It's, as I said, been completed for 3 years now, operational, and they've got a waiting list for renters that are wanting to be in there just due to how high and the demand.
Early investors and purchasing there did
honestly,
very, very well.
They say on a regular basis they get people turn up to the concierge asking to go and generally, like, when can I get kind of rent an apartment here?
Wow.
Because the location's good. It's within 10 minutes walk to Manchester
Piccadilly. Don't even need a letting agent then, do you?
You've got people queuing up. So the demand's through the roof. I think we met with one of the partners there, Ginny, who was showing us around, and she was saying some of the units there have seen from now to the point of even when they first launched, 100 to 150K in terms of an uplift, some of them.
Wow. It just shows like getting in early.
The benefit of buying in early is definitely one of those things that I think investors that have bought there, for example, early. Well. And that also, just so investors are aware, had a slight delay on it as well.
Yeah, I mean, it was around COVID time.
It was around COVID time, which we know, obviously, the building schedule did ruin quite a lot of people's plans, but that was a development that was slightly delayed, but look at the benefits. If you would have bought in there a few years ago, you'd be absolutely laughing now. Yeah. So then the rents have consistently risen. So as you said, I know in previous episodes you mentioned about your rents going up and the market with the northern parts, but we know Manchester's strong for the rental market anyway, but consistently, she says, year after year, they're getting pushed up.
Doesn't surprise me. I mean, M1's fantastic
I think actually one of the investors that we know who's invested in there has said his actual yield is around 9% now.
Wow.
From what he bought in at to the yield, how it's gone up.
But this is what we spoke about previously. Like when you are buying off plan, you want to try and factor in a future yield. Like, yes, you want the yield to be decent when you're buying it, but don't be put off, because if you're buying in a nice premium development, then yes, the yield at the time to reflect the market at that point may not be as sort of shiny as you would have hoped. But like you just mentioned there, when you're buying in those sort of developments in those sort of locations, you're locking in the price then early, off plan, you're going to see that yield go up and up and up.
Well, just last year alone, we saw about a 13% increase just in Manchester alone on the rentals. Yeah. So
crazy.
That's the thing. I think that's what people sometimes forget as well. Of course, we've got the element of capital growth, but people forget about the rental yields, which are consistently increasing. Yeah. As you said there, like, you could buy it and start off with 6% yield.
Yeah.
And
you're
that's
horrible.
It's quite steady, it's quite average. You might see in years 3 to 4, you're at 9%. And if someone was to sell you a property right now at 9%, you're gonna snap it up.
But they're only getting that 9% because they locked in the price.
Exactly.
If you factored in the new price compared to the rents, they're probably still sitting around 6%.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No good. So yeah, it was really, really great to see. The team saw it. I think it was great for the team to see the spec and how. Yeah, I think a lot of them didn't even expect for Manchester properties to be at that level.
Yeah.
Because even if you stuck that in the middle of London, it's an attractive place no matter where you are in the UK. Mm. From there, we also then travelled over to one of their other sites, which is actually more so in the infancy stage, in the off-plan stage. So this was one called Berkeley Square. So Berkeley Square, some of the investors or whoever's listening to this, and we've had quite a few of our investors buy into there.
Yeah.
It's a 500-unit scheme split into two, an east and a west wing. Yep. So right now the west wing has launched and it's nearly sold out. The east wing is going to be launching in March.
Yeah.
So, yeah, once again, this is actually slightly further out of the city centre. So this is going to be in the Media City area. So it's situated between Media City and the city centre. I think it's the River Irrel that leads back into the city centre.
Yeah.
And it's opposite Pomona Island, which is obviously a £1 billion master plan, which is being extended
on the waters,
Media City, which is by Pilt LNP Group.
Yep.
So, yeah, once again, exciting capital growth. I know we spoke about on the previous episode about, I think you mentioned about the ripple effect in Manchester and what we're seeing. So investors and also people who are buying that used to live maybe in the centres now or could afford originally M1, M2, M3, and now seeing the growth on the outskirts. So they're buying in areas like Media City or in Trafford or the outskirts of Manchester and are going to see the growth once again. So as we said, it's like if you could look at Oxygen a few years ago and look at now Berkeley, which is, as I said, at the price point that it is, it's around 6.5% yields.
Yeah.
By the time it's complete in 2026,
I agree,
you're going to see. But once again, to go and see the site itself, I went there towards the back end of last year. And for a site that's going to be ready in 2026, I know it is 500 units, so it's going to take a bit of time, but absolutely really, really impressed.
Yeah.
Everyone was on site there. I think we got really good insight to it. So, yeah, it was impressive.
Excellent. And then was that it done there? Did you go on to another?
Well, we did have a bit of lunch. Ooh. We did need to top up the team.
Yep.
So we fueled up, and then we actually headed over to another one of our developing partners that we've worked with for many years now, and that was Sowboy.
Yes, so very good developer.
Very good developer. I'm sure, look, if you know Manchester, you would have definitely seen some of their
if the listeners don't
signs.
Know, yeah, you would see their signs, Sowboy, in the sort of main big parts of Manchester, sort of up everywhere. And also, the owner of Sowboy is the owner of Betfred.
Yeah.
So
Betfred himself.
So yeah, good backing behind them. Good
financially
backing.
Very stable.
I mean, they even secure the whole of their deposits, don't
correct.
They?
Correct. So 25% down,
fully secured.
Which throughout the off plan, I mean, if you're not aware of off plan, obviously sometimes deposits can be covered, but up to a certain percentage down. With majority of the time, you're having to put down 25%, even a couple of years in advance.
Yep.
The full 25% with Sowboy is fully protected, which is very, very nice for any investor to hear, knowing
and
that
nice,
their deposit.
Nice developments as well. You managed to see firsthand the quality, yeah.
Yeah, I think with Sowboy, I think they've just leveled up. I think we've seen that in Manchester with the likes of Renaker and other developers as well. But once again, the stock and the level of what they're doing there is ridiculous. So we actually went and first of all stopped off at one of their sites called Viaducts.
Yep.
So I'm sure many of you might be familiar with that. But yeah, it's a fantastic development. Swimming pool, gym. It's actually got the biggest residential gym in the whole of Manchester.
Oh.
So yeah, it's really nice and spacious. But they are actually coming up to completion in the next couple of months. So that's not going to be far. But yeah, the spec in there is to the highest of the high. I mean, we go in the show apartments and yeah, it is ridiculous. The swimming pool, I mean, it's got, for people who don't know and you haven't seen it, I think we've actually got some footage on our Instagram, etc.
Yeah,
but
we have, yeah.
It's got brick facade. So it actually used to be the old Manchester train station.
The
main train station that used to come from Manchester to London, etc. It used to be there. So they've obviously then, the Manchester's moved over to Piccadilly as the main one that had connection to London. And then this one was kind of, they wanted to keep that kind of brick facade and that kind of design kept in there. So the ground floor where the concierge is, bearing in mind they've got a fish tank in the concierge, which originally they were looking to put a shark in there.
Oh, my. Wow.
But now it's just there. I think they're going to just do some normal fishes.
We're talking about like Jaws or something, Great White, just swimming around.
Honestly,
they're
probably
concierge,
the funding they could. But honestly, yeah, the swimming pool in there, it's got a jacuzzi at the back end. It's not just a small swimming pool. Mm. It's a decent sized swimming pool as well. But yeah, once again, the amenities, the location of that's actually very key. It's Deansgate, so it's near the Castlefield area. It's all around there. So yeah, very central M1 once again, and it is impressive for sure.
Was it just that one you saw with Sowboy?
It was just that one with Sowboy. I mean, we've seen some of their other bits before already, but from there we actually went back to their offices and we had just a general sit down chit chat. I think one of the partners we did with there, we were kind of getting a real insight into kind of what else they've got coming as well.
Yep.
So yeah, it was just very, very exciting to see. One of the new ones they've got as well, I believe it's combined with Gary Neville.
Yeah.
The W, potentially partnered up with the W Residence, which
they
is
have,
also
going
to be a hotel and a, and a
residential
building, which is going to be to the craziest of levels in terms of even higher spec than what we're seeing now. So it's just like the levels of these developers it's impressive in terms of what they're able to do. And it's just, all it's doing is just bringing the Manchester market up another level that we've never
seen
before.
It's the knock-on effect for the city as well, because when these are going up and these luxury things are going up, it's attracting a good calibre of people that wanted to live there.
Tenants
and homeowner occupiers. It then brings the nicer shops, stores, restaurants. And then that obviously then, as we keep saying, like ripples out throughout the city as well. It is really, really good to see. And then how would you describe, because you're travelling around a lot, how was it getting around Manchester?
Yeah, it's very easy. I mean, you've got a couple of ways. I mean, the majority of people that are living in Manchester, and if you ever travel there, the tram has become massive over there. Yeah. So unfortunately, it's not as well equipped as London in terms of the London Underground, but the tram and the travel around there is just as easy.
Yeah.
It's nowhere near as big as the level of London, so it is still quite easy to get from one end of Manchester to the other.
That's why I asked you that, because I know, because I've done it myself, but I purposely asked, because we always get sort of investors and people looking at Manchester going, well, if I'm here, you know, all the stuff that's really good's over there, and that region's not been done for a long time, and you're like, well, no, I know on the map it looks like it's far away, but it's actually not. Like, if you were there and doing the journey, it's not that bad. And
well, if you look at Berkeley, for example, that's just on the outskirts of the city, you would call it. It wouldn't be classed as city centre. That is a 12-minute drive to Deansgate, which is classed as bang in the middle of the city, which, bearing in mind, a bit of traffic, bit of traffic lights. I mean, on a good day, probably 6-7 minutes.
And that's now.
That's now. And,
but there's loads going on around. So you won't probably have to travel as much to Deansgate because you'll have loads of stuff where you are. Then we do sort of know, or it's been told, that they are going to invest, obviously, in the infrastructure in the likes of Manchester, etc. Now they're not doing the HS2 to the scale they're doing. So, again, over the years, you're going to see that infrastructure improve for sure.
As the population increases, the demand gets even further. I mean, Manchester, I think it's one of the top 10 lists of the best places, one of the best places to live in Europe.
Wow.
Which I think a lot of people generally, you wouldn't have probably thought off the top of your head, Manchester's definitely one of them. But
it is good.
There's so much going on there. It's a vibrant city. It's full of youth as well, which is great for renters. Yeah. Because, of course, a lot of them don't want to be buying or can't
post-grads,
afford to buy.
Postgrads, young working professionals.
50% of students end up staying there to either get a job or just stay within the city for after they've
finished. I think it's quite funny, actually, because I talk to a lot of people about Manchester, inside and outside of property, and the ones outside as well, that the reaction they have when you talk to them, and you're like, oh, do you know Manchester? They'll be like, yeah, I went there maybe like last year or recently, like whether they've gone for a trip or whatever it may be. And they're like, it's amazing. They're like, we didn't think Manchester was going to be like that. But they go there, visit there, and they love it. And then they go, we couldn't believe the prices because we come back here to rent and buy. And so yeah, it's refreshing to hear that you're seeing people go there and be quite wowed by it.
Well, put it this way, we had a couple of the team members saying they'd happily...
Yeah,
and would 100% look into move over to Manchester if they in the future they'd look into it. So
they'd have to buy one of the new developments that we're launching.
Definitely,
and get their feet on the ground. No, it's good. So overall, good trip to
Great
Manchester.
Trip. As I said, it was short and sweet, but we needed to see what we saw. We could have stayed there for a couple. We've got obviously other partners up there that we're very friendly with, and we've got good relationships with, but we were fairly strict for time. We wanted to go up there, show the team to get a bit of an insight as well. As you know, Toby, look, we always try to go up to these locations that we're dealing with because we like to keep on top of it, see the personal development. From a personal perspective, see all the development that's going on, and then we can obviously relay that to our investors or people who have bought in there. All in all, it was a great trip. We made the train back to London after.
So what would you say is what you would say your key takeaway for investors? So you've gone there, you've looked around, so you're now going to talk to an investor. What are you going to say is the key takeaway from your trip there that an investor might go, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense about Manchester and why it's a good place for investments?
There's a number of things, but if I was to kind of pinpoint, I would probably just say number one, which we've seen there, is just, I would say, I'd break it into two, I'd say demand, because there's generally so many people there, and you can see, there's such a good vibe there.
Yeah.
Honestly, like you don't see it in London. No one's looking at each other, smiling, saying hello to each other.
Even in the developments, when you're going in the likes of Oxygen,
the builders are saying hello. Thing. Everyone's positive, friendly, they're polite.
And I meant as well the residents in the developments. Like, it's so nice. It's like buzzing. It's really sort of
it's
happy
a good
environment.
Feeling,
it's a good feel when you're in the residential.
Whereas sometimes, not all parts of London like this, but sometimes when you get the train up to London, everyone's on their phone. No one's talking or even looking at each other. It's very much.
Yeah.
This is me and I'm on my way to work, that's it. Whereas it just seems it's youthful. As I said, the demand is the best I think it was the best performing in terms of rental wise in the country last year. And you can see why. I would encourage anyone to, if you have a chance to, go and take a look at Manchester.
Take a trip there.
Because it is something that every time I go there, it surprises me, put it that way. And I'm more surprised than the last time I went. Which seems
because it does
crazy.
stuff going up is going up so well.
You honestly go
and efficiently.
There, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean you can only imagine what it's going to look in the next 2 to 5 years' time. It'd be a different landscape again, which is good. And what did you have for lunch?
We actually stopped off at a place that was. It was actually, to be honest, we did it. It was near Deansgate, so we stopped off just because it was near Viaducts, because we had to go meet obviously our partner thereafter. So we actually stopped off at, I don't remember what it was called, to be honest with you, but we had a nice bit of Korean chicken.
Ooh, nice.
Which you're very aware of on our Hong Kong trip.
Oh god, yeah, that amazing. Was nice. Yeah.
And yeah, some chips to be fair. It was a bit of a quick in and out job. Down with the chips, so. There was a dartboard and a shuffleboard. Unfortunately, we didn't get involved because we were strict for time, but if we went again, would definitely recommend going back there. Good food stuff. Was really good. Bit spicy for, I'll be honest, some people's liking in the team.
Oh, really? You're not going to name any names now?
No names.
That's cool. No, good stuff. No, I'm really pleased. Yeah, we like Manchester here, and yeah, we're still championing it as a great location for investment. So
that's what I'm saying. I think a lot of people get this idea as well that it's now got to a point where it's at the top of its market. It's not going to grow anymore because of how crazy the growth has been.
Mm.
But you even, like, we were speaking to the developers and the partners there. They're like, there's no stopping us.
Yeah.
They're like, there is no stopping this. But they're
in and amongst it as well.
Well, they can see it. They can see it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They know exactly what's going on with the infrastructure, what's happening, Manchester Council, what they're doing to develop the city and push forward.
Mm.
I mean, look, the council themselves pushing all of these and allowing a lot of these regenerations to happen.
Yeah.
It's, as you said, the next couple of years is going to be phenomenal.
And it's all beneficial to the city as a whole, which is good to see. So it's really win-win. Good. No. Excellent.
Overall, good trip.
Well, yeah, we look forward to hearing about your next trip. I think probably like Liverpool or something's
we'll
on the cards, isn't it?
For sure
we've got to make another visit there. And we've got a trip to Hong Kong coming up. We've got our latest UK property seminar there. So for any of our Hong Kong listeners, if you are there on the 2nd and 3rd of March, we've got a couple of seminar slots. Let us know if you want to come. It is invite only. It is free, though. But yeah, let us know if you want to come see us in Hong Kong. We'll have some industry experts there with us as well, not just me and Matt talking the whole time.
If you want to call us experts, yeah.
Well, yeah. there's other experts, let's say. So yeah, we've got that coming up. So good, yeah. We've got a busy few months coming up, haven't we?
It is for sure.
Good stuff. Well, thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.
Take care. Bye-bye.